Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Life Transforming Advice, Shiur number 3. We're basing these shiurim on the book Gateway to Happiness by Rav Zelig Pliskin. But again, we're sometimes going to go through other sources as well. But this will be the base Shirish book that we're basing it on. And we mentioned at the end of last year how happiness will heal a person from illness or help his recovery. It's something that we don't need proof for, because in science it's already establishing that anyway, but we don't need the science to tell us that. The Torah HaKadosha tells us that. It's based on a pasuk in Mishlei that the Rabbeinu Yonah said that, and it's something so important to know. That's why when you mevaker chayla and you try to make that person happy and give them hope, it creates a healing for them. Illness here could mean physical illness, and illness here could mean emotional or mental illness. We're trying to inject into a person a simcha and a chizuk and a cheerful disposition, and a smile actually gives them chiyus, gives them life. He brings down that the Torah prohibits us from endangering our health, and therefore we must be more stringent in these matters than any other prohibition. Therefore, a lack of happiness is very dangerous to one's health, as we will see through these shiurim. And therefore, you see that a wide range of psychosomatic diseases. Psychosomatic means that you have your emotional states could affect your physical being. And very often when you are under certain stress or anxiety, it creates physical symptoms. And that's psychosomatic diseases or illnesses that are caused by these undesirable emotions like sadness or worry or envy or anger or excessive anxiety and so on and so forth. So you have a mitzvah to watch your health. You have a mitzvah to watch your mental state, what the way you think. Now, to be very clear here, there's certain mental challenges in a person that is real. If someone is actually clinically depressed or clinically anxious, they need treatment for that. That's ki ani Hashem roifecha mikan nitn rishus l'rabbis. You could go to a doctor to help you heal, to help you grow. That's 100% true. So one needs to be very careful and sensitive when it comes to this. Because when someone is depressed or anxious, it's very hard to overcome that, to feel that inner joy. But even then, if in the mind you have the understanding that this is a desirable trait, and you need to do everything you can to push away negative thoughts, or to put your mind off it because of the mitzvah of Ushmartem es nafshei seichem. And by the way, we're not learning this now, but in Tanya, Perek Chavav and onward, explains this, that even when it comes to tshuva, when you want to do tshuva on your averis, and you're tzabrach and you're broken about it, there's a healthy aspect of brokenness called merirus, a bitterness, but it's a bitterness that will fuel you to become better, and that leads to simcha afterwards. And then there's something called atzvus, that is depression or downness, that is counterproductive even in the case of when one wants to do real tshuva. Therefore, it's so, so important that when someone is broken because of the sins they did and they want to fix it, yes, by Salach Lanu you could be broken and ask Hashem for forgiveness. But once you say that bracha, and it's not a bracha levatola, because you have to be maimon that Hashem indeed does forgive you. You're doing your charata, you commit not to do it again, and you have that plan for the future that you're going to be a different person. That's the tshuva, and Hashem is mekabelet. And then afterwards you have a simcha, a joy. So this is something that will help a lot of people when they're suffering from these negative emotions. When you realize, I'm mekayim a mitzvah of ushmartem es nafshei seichem, when I do everything I can to remove that sadness or worry from my heart, to remove that envy or anger or anxiety from my heart, you're being mekayim mamish a mitzvah. So we talked about happiness that's a chiyuv mitzad yourself. He's now going to emphasize the happiness that's an obligation because of our relationship to others. Like it brings down, the Torah ideal is, have a mekabel es kol adam b'sever panim yafais. You need to treat each and every person with a pleasant facial expression or with a smile. It's beishamai, who in the Gemaras you see is a more stricter school of thought, nevertheless said this. Have a mekabel es kol adam b'sever panim yafais. I think it was Shammai himself. Brings down a story that a young man came to Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel. He was the Altef in Slobodka, the first back in Slobodka to announce his engagement. But the young man had a serious expression. And Rav Nosson Tzvi explained to him the importance of having a cheerful face. And he stressed that while this is a great obligation at all times, it's necessary when he's in the presence of his fiancée, in front of his kala. This applies especially between husband and wife, and it makes no difference how long you are married. And even if you're married 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, you start from fresh, and you realize, I am doing a chesed for my wife, for my husband, if I smile at them, treat them pleasantly and with warmth. Now, before I go further, I'm just going to mention in my groups, I do give the leeway, and I do put in sometimes different videos, and I try to switch it to MP3. I need help with that sometimes to do that for people who don't have filters and don't have YouTube. And I make it very clear for those of you who are only listening to Kli Kodesh, only to pure Torah itself, they should not, they could skip it or delete it. And for those that do, this is helpful. So in this group, it's Rabbi Weichbrod's group, he has whatever his own policies are that I'm going to adhere to. But if you wish to get that YouTube or that MP3 of what I talk about sometimes, you could either WhatsApp me by 347-578-0669, 347-578-0669. WhatsApp me and I'll send you either the YouTube or MP3 clip. Or email me at shalombayis777@gmail.com. That's shalombayis777@gmail.com. So over here I'm going to say that there is a videos, wonderful videos that were transformative by someone, Dennis Prager. He is not religious. He likes from Jews. I believe he's still a Tinnik Shenishba, even though he knows about from Kite. He has a lot, very positive attitude towards from Jews, a warmth. But he's not from himself. But he does have wonderful lectures on simcha, on happiness. He explains why, in a way, it sounds strange. Happiness is an obligation. And again, how do you have a obligation on a feeling? And he explains very clearly, and this is clearly Torah based, that firstly is, even if your mood is not happy right now, and in your mind you believe, I should be happy, and I'm going to treat each other with my fellow man and my husband, my wife, with a simcha, it'll affect your internal state ultimately. But even if it doesn't, you're mekayim a mitzvah. You're doing, it's a moral chiyuv. Your smile is a moral responsibility. Hashem gave you that warmth, outer warmth, even if you don't feel it yet. Kind words, even if you don't feel it yet, but you know that you need to say it. That is what Hashem wants you to do. You're not being fake. Don't say it's not Toichei Kibari in these instances, is what I'm saying. Don't say that it's not genuine, it's not real. Sometimes you need, in your mind, you're saying it's a value that needs to be kept, and you convey it to the others, and you spread that light. Bracha and Hatzlacha.